This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. The Vatican late Thursday released a statement condemning the sexual abuse described in a grand jury report and said that Pope Francis is on the side of the more than 1,000 victims. Vatican spokesman Greg Burke on Thursday said this.
The abuses described in the report are criminal. They're morally reprehensible. These are acts which robbed the victims of their dignity, and in many cases also robbed them of their faith in Jesus Christ.
He said there also needs to be accountability.
The church has to learn some hard lessons from the past. There has to be accountability, not only for the abusers, but also for those who permitted the abuse.
In the largest ever investigation of sex abuse in the U.S. Catholic Church, the grand jury report said 301 priests in Pennsylvania had sexually abused more than 1,000 children. What you want, baby, Aretha Franklin, the American singer known to millions of fans around the world as the Queen of Soul, has died at the age of 76. Franklin passed away Thursday in her hometown of Detroit, where she'd been under hospice care after a long battle with cancer. Franklin never hesitated to support the civil rights movement, financially or with a stirring performance. Her song, Respect, became a battle cry for Black America. Condolences have been pouring in, including from well-known names like the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
She was the queen with many jewels in her crown. And those jewels are based upon service. Her stripes came from service. So many people were healed by her stripes. She never stopped giving and never stopped sharing. We never stopped enjoying it.
Franklin rocketed to fame in 1967 with a series of hit singles. This is VOA.